Okay, let's begin Shvi'is Daf Chaf Hei, the last daf here in the third parak of Masecha Shvi'is, parak Me'emasai. And we are in the middle of the discussion on the third line of Chaf Hei Amar Aleph. We're quoting the Mishnah that we had yesterday. The Mishnah said that if somebody has an area of water and they want to dam it off, so then one is not allowed to put a really strong, full-fledged dam, because then people will be choshesh that you're taking that water to water your field. And therefore, that's not allowed. But you're allowed to make it a thin, inferior type of partition. That's what the Mishnah said. Lo yismach ba'afar. You can't put dirt in it and make it very strong. Aval osa oseyu chayetz. Make some type of chayetz, which is some type of the word chatzitza, some type of separated section. So the Gemara comments on that. Lo yismach ba'afar aval oseyu chayetz. My chayetz. Where does that lashon chayetz come from? Chayetz lay. It means close it off a little bit. Kamad tamar v'hu bone chayetz. What does that mean? So the Marafolda says it's based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, lashon chatzitza, binyan she'ena mechubar adei titva afar. It's a binyan that's not connected by tit and afar, by cement. It's a flimsy type of wall. What is this pasuk in Yechezkel talking about? So if you look in that parak, it's talking about nevi'ei sheker. Nevi'ei sheker, which Yechezkel had a lot to say about. Well, Yechezkel, in that entire parak, compares Navi Sheker. You think you're building up a nice strong wall. It's a flimsy wall. It's going to fall down. That's Ba'os HaChayis. That's what's talking about. But the context there in that parak Yud Gimel. The Navi says, Vayidivar Hashem Alay Lemar. Yeah, that's the lashon that's always used by Yechezkel. Ben Adam, he Navi al Nevi'ei Yisrael Hanibaim. Prophesize about these prophets. V'amartel neviyei mi libam. Tell to those neviim that prophesize from their own heart. Shimu dvar Hashem. Ko amar Hashem alakim. Hoy al neviim hanavalim. These foolish neviim. Asher holchem acharucham levilte ra'u. Kishu alim b'charavos. Neviyecha Yisrael ayu. Lo alisim b'pratzos. It continues. Chazu shav v'kasem kazav. They saw falsehood. They didn't say anything. Rav Hashem lo shalacham. Hashem didn't send them, and they're hoping that their words are going to come true in the future. Halo machze shav chazisem. Right? Oh, Yechezkel screaming at them. You saw a falsehood. Umiksam kazav amartem. V'amobrim num Hashem. You say Hashem sov. Anilo dibarti. Right? Uncle says that, not Uncle, the psukim say that Hashem says, b'fi Yechezkel, I never said such a thing. So therefore, Yechezkel says, b'sodami lo yiyu, b'ksav beis Yisrael lo yikasevu, you will not be in sodami. The Mefarshim talk about these three phrases. You will never come in olam haba, you'll never get to the next stage. V'al ed mas Yisrael lo yavo, v'idatav ge'ani Hashem elokim. And the pasuk says here, where's the R pasuk? R pasuk here is in pasuk Yud. Ya'an uvi'ya'an. Hitu es ami lemar, because you misled my people by saying shalom. V'yein shalom. You say it's going to be good. Don't worry about the chorban. There's never going to be a chorban. And Hashem's going to forgive you. And don't worry about it. You said there's going to be shalom. V'yein shalom. V'ubona chayitz. You build this like flimsy type of wall. There's that lashon. V'ubona chayitz. V'inam tachem oso tafel. And you say you're smearing it. Emar el tache tafel v'ipol. There's no cement. It's going to fall down. V'haya geshem shoteif. There'll be some rain. V'atena alvi al gabish tipolna. It's going to fall down. V'ruch saros tevakeya. The wind's going to blow it down. Meaning you're building this false hope. And therefore, that's what Yechezkel discusses. There are a number, besides the Navi Sheker, obviously violating Yedisa D'Araisa, being misnabe, b'shem Hashem, when he did not hear anything. There are a couple of mitzvahs having to do with the Navi Sheker, right? There's a mitzvah to listen to a Navi MS. That's he's all the Parsha Shoftim. And that's the, right, a love tishma'un. There is an isser to be misnabe b'sheker, right? A Navi Sheker is violating a separate lo saseh, right? That's the, also in Shoftim, I'll read from the Chinuch Tav Kuf Yud Zayin, shenimna'u, shelo lezame b'sheker. Klomar, shelo yomar shum adam, shenomru lo dvarim b'nevuah me'Hashem v'Hashem lo amram. You're not allowed to say that. Hashem told me something. V'chein b'chlal halav afilu im yomar dvarim shenemru b'nevuah lezulaso. V'yomar b'sheker shu nestav al omran. Let's say you overheard somebody else getting nevuah. You're not allowed to say that you got that nevuah. V'alzen emar, right, achanav esher yozel ledaber dover b'shmi asher lo tzivisiv ledaber, even if somebody else was mitzuvah ledaber, and obviously, he talks about where this could lead to the shorish of the mitzvah. A separate losa say to be mistabe b'shem avodah zara, v'chulu, and a mitzvah for us to listen. To listen to the Navi Emes. That's a number of elements. So in the Yagdol Torah, which is a likut on Chumash, see, he quotes a story, right? He quotes that the Agos Manio says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Hilchach Yizara Adam Shlo Yomar Afilu Derech Chucha V'Schok. You shouldn't even say Derech Schok, like not serious. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amar Likach. Hashem told me. But you shouldn't say Hashem told me. Because if Hashem didn't tell you, that's a chashash. And he quotes a story. He quotes El Reb Zalman mi Vilna Achiv Shor Reb Chaim Mivalajin. One time, Reb Zalman, as he's called, Reb Chaim Mivalajin's brother, Reb Zalman mi Vilna, Bo Yom Echad Rav Sfardi Mufursam Meirtot Mizrach, a famous rabbi. Famous Sephardic rabbi came to visit Reb Zalman Mivilna to talk to him in Divrei Torah. And Mishenich Natsamer El Reb Zalman, when he came to Reb Zalman, Shamati Alecha Chata Baki Gadol B'chol Sifrei Rambam. Right? I have heard that you're a Baki Niflin, all this from the Rambam, and it's been a very long time I wanted to come to you. But Hashem Yisbarach Mana'ani Kol Hazman. Hashem prevented me from coming all this time. Reb Zalman says, really? It's Hashem that prevented you? Be careful how you talk. Reb Zalman felt that was a little too direct. A little too direct. Hashem told you. Did Hashem, you really had a nevuah about it? Hashem told you. Hifsikir of Zalman, chas v'shalom, ba'asur lo yudi shu yudover kach. Right, the Rambam says, echan mistabi mashal oshama b'mara nevuah, navi sheker, this by chos b'manios. Don't say, shalo yomar gadish baruch hu amali kach reisi b'nei adam omrim kach, vein margishim sh'avon adavar, v'chein gam omer ha-marshal, and the marshal says, v'gam ani agever reisi ha-makshil ha-zoz ha-kin kasafti po, Think about what you just said. So he says, okay, I got it. I took your musr. And he also quotes from the, from others. Again, I think the Minhag HaOlam might be a little, maybe not directly Hashem. You could say Hashem prevented me. Hashem told me. Okay, you shouldn't say Hashem told me. Right? There are many sources that talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu talking to us in different ways. And we feel it. But we can't say it bevadoist as a nevuah. Hashem told me not to come. You can take it as a simon if you want, but that's an extension of Gospel Manios. Again, not saying that I heard something from Hashem that Hashem told me, maybe not to be as clear in that way the next time we say something. But anyway, this pasuk is about the Navi Sheker, but obviously it's a mitzvah for us to listen to the Navi Emes. If we don't listen to the Navi Emes, so then that separately is a bitul asay, because the mitzvah to listen to the Navi Emes of Achula. There is an interesting discussion, and then we'll get back to what we're up to, in the Achronim, the Minchas Chinuch Eses Kasha. And that is, right, so there's an Isser, once Chayav Misa B'Dei Shemayim, if you don't listen to a Navi. Right, and you have to listen to what the Navi says. So one second. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Navi, and he told us to listen to do the Torah, and to follow the mitzvahs. So every time we don't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, every time we do an Aveira, shouldn't that be over al divrei hanavi? Moshe Rabbeinu is a Navi. So every time we don't do a mitzvah, it's not listening to what Moshe Rabbeinu told us to do. So every time we do a mitzvah, every time we do an Aveira, should be Chai Misa B'Dei Shemayim. And we know that's not true. Because there's different hierarchies of losas. Every time I wear shanis, I'm over al divrei Navi. And therefore I should be Chai Misa. Not just Chayev Alav. That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha, and all the other Achronim follow him as well the past couple hundred years. How do you answer that Kasha of the Minchas Chinuch? Why isn't every time I violate an Isser over Al Divrei Hanavi? So he explains, there are different answers given, but he says there's a difference between violating because of Taiva and violating because you don't think Moshe Rabbeinu had the authority to make such an Avera. Over Al Divrei Hanavi means you reject it. Not just that the Yetzer Hara overcame and got the better of you. That's not Bichlal Zeh. He says, Lule Divrei Agado Adonai Rambam, nearly Dafka Mivater Al Divrei Hanavi. Ayidei Zeh Efshar Dolohemin Bidvarev Al Zeh Haonish Misa B'dei Shemayim. Avol Mitzvah Hanavi Sheina Mivater, Rak Over Machmas Ye Yitzro Tokfo. Kemo Shol HaMelech B'Gilgal, Ubin Melchemes HaMalek, Eino Bechlal Zeh, V'dino Ko Over Al Mitzvah Zaseh, Da Torah Tzivsa Al Elav Tishmon. Okay, so he says that. The other answer given, Rav Soloveitchik gives the answer, and other Achronim give the answer. There's a difference between Nevuas Moshe and Torah Moshe. Moshe gave us the Torah. But was that as a A nevuah, that was a different category. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai getting the Torah, so that's Toras Moshe. And nobody else ever had that experience, where he was given a nevuah ledoros, let's say. A nevuah is temporary. A nevuah is temporary, a message that the Navi receives in order to give to Klal Yisrael. That's why it's called nevuah, nivsvatayim, to express it. Different than ksuvim. Ksuvim is meant to be written down. Nevuah is all about verbal, it's all about to give it over. So when Moshe Rabbeinu was given a nevuah of not going after the meraglim, don't go up, the mafilim, or don't go gather the mun on Shabbos, whatever, those are nevuahs. Those are temporary for a certain time, and Moshe Rabbeinu told us. Torah's Moshe is eternal. That's not a nevuah that Moshe gave us. That's forever. And maybe that could also be connected to ksuvim more than nevi'im, because it's meant to be written down in the Torah, right? Nechta, forever. So again, that's comes from this parak, but again, a lot of Yecheskel has to do with nevi'ah emes, nevi'ah sheker, but here we have it in the pasuk that's quoted here, v'hu bona chayitz, that the Navi Sheker is building a faltering wall. Okay, next Mishnah. Halacha Zayin Mishnah. We continue talking about stones. Remember, this parak, two topics in this parak. Fertilizer and stones. Right, so now we're into the second, the last section. Avnei kasef boz mikol makom. Tefayim or shoulders. So shoulder stones could come from everywhere. Right, because those are obviously being used for construction. Even from your own field, you could take these huge stones and carry them. Right, we already had in the previous Mishnah a stone that could be carried by two people. So then that would be okay. But these are specialized stones, shoulder stones. So those could be taken. Vahakuvlan, maybe mikol makom, and a kublan or a kablan could take from everywhere. What does that mean? 2 days in the Mefarshim, 2 days here in the Mahara Fulda. What's a kublan? Number one, Shekibel Sadel Arisus. Maybe a sharecropper. A sharecropper, even though right, the Gemara, the Mishnayis and the Gemara towards the end of Bamatzia talk all about the rights of a sharecropper and the responsibilities of a sharecropper, but for this halacha, it's not called yours. So therefore, he could take stones from the field that he is sharecropping in to use. It's not called his. It's not called his. It's as if it's someone else's, like we said in the last Mishnah, and that would be okay. So number one is Aris. Number two is what we would call a Kablan, somebody who is in construction. So somebody who's in construction, everybody knows that he's always looking for stones. So therefore, even if wherever he takes stones from, it's okay, because people know that he's not doing that to work the land, to get the land ready for Shemitah, but only because he needs it for his construction. Right, that's the Mara Folda, V'yesh Befarshim, HaKablan Shedarko Livnos Binyanim, B'kiboles, Shein Kavanaso Elo L'Kabetz Avanim. He's gathering stones, he's not getting it ready for the ground. Which interestingly tells us, as we have said, that Maris Ayin is very particular. If there's a case that's clearly not Maris Ayin, so then if you leave a layer of pebbles on the ground, that is not Maris Ayin. If you're doing it within a hand's reach from your construction site, there's no Maris Ayin. If you are a construction person, there's no Maris Ayin. So all those three cases we've had yesterday and today, all those cases prevent there being a problem of Maris Ayin. Ve'eluhein avnei kasef. So what are shoulder stones? Koshini yachola linata ba'achas yad diver meir. If you can't hold it in one hand, right? You can't hold it in one hand. You got to have two hands to hold the stone at least. Rabbi Yosi Omer. Rabbi Yosi says even more. Meiko avnei kasef kishman. Right? It's like it sounds. Shoulder stones. Koshini talos shalos oshayim al kasef. Even if you could take one in one hand, but stones that you normally put on your shoulders. There are these big stones that it's easier to carry on shoulders, so that is considered avnei kasef. Right? A shoulder is considered a normal way of carrying. Right? We know on Shabbos, when I do a malacha with a shinui, so then, when I do a malacha with a shinui, so then that makes it, most of the time makes it from a daraisa to a drabanan. But you have to know what's called a shinui. Not every time that if I'm a righty and I use my left hand, that doesn't make it into a shinui. If I write on Shabbos with my left hand that I'm a righty, or vice versa, that's a shinui. But sometimes, like the malacha of carrying, like the Mishnah says here, so that's not a shinui. Right? The Mishnah says beferish. Where is that? Sadi Beis or so? Right? The Mishnah says there in Shabbos, Sadi Beis Man Aleph and the Bavli, Hamotzi, if you carry out on Shabbos, Bein Bimino, Bein Bismalo. Whether you're carrying with your left hand, you'll never do that if you're a righty. No, you carry with both hands. So carrying, there's no shinui if it's on the right or the left. Bein boso cheko o al ktefav, or on a shoulder. Chayiv shekein masa b'nekahas. There it is. Right, you got to put this mishnah shabbos adibes with shvius chafei. It's normal to put things on your shoulders, and therefore for Shabbos that would be called regular carrying. Right, that wouldn't be a shinui. Kila achar yado, carrying on the back of your hand. Biraglo, on your foot. Bepiv, bemarpeko, beozno, on your ear. Right, lamata v'chulo, all of those pater shlahotzi kederach hamotzian. Right, what's not in the Mishnah, interestingly? On your head. On your head is on your head. Is that normal or not? That's what the Mishnah, Gemara talks about. We discussed this way back in Kilayim, right, about behavior. Is it, what if you're in a place that it's normal to carry things on your head? Remember we had spoke about a type of kli that has a little thing that on the bottom of the kli in order to fit on the head, and then on the top of the kli you put, we had that a couple of weeks ago, but on the head, so it might depend if you're in a place where people carry things on their head or not, right? Do you stand shehutzal? That's discussed here. Shabbos daf sadi base. So here the Mishnah says that according to Rabbi Yossi, as long as you would carry things on your shoulders, those are called avne kasef. I saw also one of the mafarshim. I think the Mishnah Rishona says Rabbi Yossi knows that also because the Mishnah says avne, not just even. So you know it's talking about plural avne, and that is why he knows it's talking about a couple of stones that would be allowed. What happens if you're building a fence between your private rishus and the street? You're allowed to dig all the way down, because that clearly is needed in order to, you know, to protect your property, and therefore you're allowed to do that even during Shemitah. And the Marafolda says, we're not gozer atu oder, we don't think that you're hoeing, right? You're allowed to dig all the way down out of sela until the bedrock. Umayasa ba'afar, what should you do with the dirt? You dug this deep fence around your yard in order to stick a fence in. So what do you do with the dirt that you took out? So you can't just like put it in your field nicely, because then that looks like, and that even is, bettering the field. So what do you do with it? So it's over, which is a rabim. You pile it, you take it out, you pile it in the street. Maskino, divrei Rabbi Yeshua. What does maskino mean? Right, two days. Maskino either means right after you put it out in the street, you take it back in. So that you're bringing dirt in from the street so that nobody gets hurt in the street. And you could split up those two actions. You put it out in the street because you don't want to use it for your field, then you take it right back in. You take it right back in. That is the pshat of most. The Mara Fulda says, the Tiferes Yisrael says, the Mara Fulda, right here, V'tovah v'shuz rabim, v'yachar kach no lo misham, u'misakin v'shuz rabim, go shaya, you take it back, and then you flatten the street as it was. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says, no. It means that maskino, where it is in the street, you put it in the street and you flatten it so nobody gets hurt. Right, in the street. That's what it doesn't mean that you take it back. So, to a machlokas, what this line means. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Akiva says, Kederach Shein Makalklin, which is a rabim, kachle yisaki. No, you can't put it in the street. You can't put it in the street even for a second. And just like you can't put it in the street, you can't be misakin. What does misakin mean? We'll see in the Gemara, but the Mara Fold already tells us. You can't put it, you're not allowed to mess up the street, you can't even try to fix the street. What does that mean? What if there are a bunch of rocks here and there in the street? And you're going to put them all into a pile on the side, still in the street, but towards the side of the street. You can't do that either. It's not making it better, it's making it worse, as we'll see. So as Rabbi Akiva is saying, don't touch things, you can't put things in the street, you can't take things out of the street. So my yasabah, for Rabbi Akiva, what do you do? What do you do with this dirt that you took out as you're building your fence between your property and the street? So, tsovra, b'tov sadeu, k'derech ha-mezablin. Remember we had at the beginning of the parak, right? You're allowed to make a certain number of piles, three piles within Beisah, and each one of them has certain mashpelos. So that's what you could do. B'kiva says, just like you're allowed to do that with the fertilizer, you're allowed to make those piles with the dirt. And so too, when you dig other types of pits and caves in your field, this is what you do with the dirt. So we have a machlokas between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva. What to do with the dirt that you legally got out of the ground, right? What do you do with it? Do you put it in the street and then take it back in? Do you put it in the street and flatten it in the street? Do you just know you put it into piles into your rishus? You can't put it into the street. We'll talk soon about what's the issue about putting it into the street. Mazik, right? Bor is not just a pit. Bor means any type of dangerous item in the public area. Bor b'shus harabim. They quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman's favorite mesechta was Baba Kama. They said he went through it hundreds of times. Baba Kama. And Rav Shlomo Zalman didn't just know Baba Kama, Baba Kama. He knew how Baba Kama relates to life. Right, now the story of Nevezal quotes the story in his biography. He says, one time a woman came to Rav Machloker, a woman and a storekeeper came to Rav Shlomo Zalman with a machlokas. The woman went to the store and wanted some sugar. So remember in the days of old, you don't just buy packages of sugar. There's this huge thing, a sack of sugar, and you take it in like this little spoon kind of thing, and you put it in a bag and you take it home. So the man, instead of giving the woman sugar, gave salt. Or the other way, salt gave sugar. Looks the same, it's white. So he gave the wrong thing. And the woman took it and put it into her chicken soup, and the whole thing got ruined. So the woman's, they're coming. What's the machlokes? The guy says, okay, I'm going to pay. I'm going to give her salt. I'm going to give her soup, sugar, salt, sugar, whatever. I'm going to pay for the right. I'm going to give her money back. And the woman says, no, you got to pay for my whole soup. Right? Your mistake ruined my whole soup. So you don't just pay for the item. Right? You got to pay for the whole hezek. So that was the case. So Shlomo Zalman said, ah, Gemara Baba Kama. You could look throughout Baba Kama. There's nothing about sugar and salt in Baba Kama. Right? So where is it? So Shlomo Zalman said, ah, it's a Beferish Gemara in the first parak. First parak of Baba Kama, Bor HaMizgalgel. If I put a knife in the street in place A, and then because people are walking around there, it somehow got kicked over to a different spot, and somebody gets injured in that spot. So the Gemara says that I'm responsible because it's my bor that keeps rolling and doing damage in a different spot. So Shlomo Zalman said, felt that this salt is your salt. Okay, you were mazik, you put it out, but then it kept rolling and causing more damage. And it messed up the soup, right? Therefore, he felt that's Bor HaMizgalgel. That's Shlomo Zalman knew how to read Baba Kama. That's the again. I might be missing some of the details, but that I think that's what he said. But anyway, so we'll talk about Hezek Beis Hashem soon. First, let's read some more Gemara. So he said these large shoulder stones that were clearly for construction could come from anywhere, meaning even your own field. Even though we said in the previous Mishnah, taking from your friend's field is more mekel, but here these are even allowed from your field. And the kovlan, which again is either the sharecropper or just a construction worker, could take from anywhere. Afilu pachas b'yamani kasev, even smaller stones. Even smaller stones are allowed to be taken. Habon together, bein olavim rishos harabim v'chulur, b'chiyah b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Lo shanu, ela bein olavim rishos harabim. You're only allowed to build this fence during Shemitah for a wall between your own property and the street. That's what's really needed. Habein olavim chaveir aser b'shvias. But between your field and your friend's field, look, you haven't had a fence here for years, you don't all of a sudden need to make a fence. Yes, good fences make good neighbors, that's true. But if you've survived without it till now, it must not be such a need. And therefore, it's usher to do it during Shemitah. Aval b'moed and chol hamoed is even more chamor. Afilu b'nolavim rishos harabim usher, because that, as we've said already in this mesechta, that's an issue of tircha. There's a difference between chol hamoed and shvias, and that's called an extra tircha that we're not going to allow on chol hamoed. Good. And not only is it about building a new fence, but what if you have a fence between your property and the street? And it gets a hole in it. It gets a piritza in it. Are you allowed to fix that? Well, it depends. But piritza, we're going to go with the Pnei Moshe's girsa here, which flips around each phrase. But piritza she'ena saga es ha'afar. It seems like, and as the Mara Folder also explains it, that fences in those days had a layer of rock, and then on the inside of it had a layer of dirt. And maybe it was like stuck to the rock. So when do we say that you could fix up a piritza, fix up a hole in the fence? B'she'ena saga es ha'afar. A fence that also the dirt is not there. And there's no wall there and there's no protection at all. Aval b'piritza she'saga es ha'afar. But a piritza, a hole that the dirt closes in anyway. Usser, so that you're not allowed to fix. Usser l'godra b'shvias. Because then you have a certain level of protection. And therefore, we don't allow you to do more than that. V'tani kin, we have a braisa that supports that as well. Kol piritza she'saga ba'afar, any piritza that the dirt, the layer of dirt still covers and it's not totally open to the public. Asur l'godra b'shvias. You're not allowed to make that fence. V'she'ena saga sa'afar, mutar l'godra b'shvias. And if it's not filled in by the dirt, then you are allowed to fill it in. And another limitation. V'she'ena machshalat shel harabim. And this is only when are there limitations is only if in the state that it's in, it's not causing a potential danger or damage to the public. Avalam Haisa Machshela, says a rabbin, but if it's a potential danger, it's sticking out, it's gonna fall. Even though it's all closed in and you have some privacy, still you are allowed to fix it because it is a potential danger to the rabbin. The language of the Marafolda, mipshum sakanas rabbin. Sakanas rabbin, and therefore it could cause damaging to the public. There is a big sugya, Mesechas Bava Kamma. It's actually the first sugya that many achronim discuss, and that is, what is the source in the Torah for the Isser to be mazik? We know the Torah tells us don't steal. The Torah tells us don't kill. The Torah tells us basically also don't wound, right? By makas, arbaim yakena lo Yosef. Don't wound, don't steal, don't... So where does it say don't damage? Right? Where does it say don't damage? I go over to my friend's headlight, I smash his headlight, and I pay him for it. The Torah says I have to pay him for it. That's Mishpatim. Mishpatim, it says, all these damages, Eish and Bar, it says the owner is Chayiv. But where does it say that that's Usser? Where does it say that it's an Aveira? I borrow money from you and I have to pay you. So there's no Aveira there, right? I owe you money. So maybe by Hezek, I smash something, I owe you money. Okay, I owe you money. Who says that's Usser? So obviously we say it's got to be Usser, right? So, but what's the source? What's the source for the Isser? So that is very not clear. Very not clear. Rabbeinu Yonah in Pirkei Avos says, a kishem, just like you can't steal, so too you can't be mazik. So it's like stealing. The Torah also sounds that way. Right? The Torah sounds that way. But again, stealing, so if you can't steal, you can't take somebody's money and take somebody's property by taking it, you just going over and smashing it, you're also causing him a loss. Right? So maybe that's it. Others say, v'yafto recha kamocha. Right, others say, all these, at the end of the day, it's very difficult. Why did the Torah say it? Right, I have all of these sources. Why did the Torah say it? The stipler, and the first stipler in Bava Kamma says, maybe it's also based on Hashavas Aveda. If you have a chiyuv to return somebody's lost item, then obviously you can't cause them damage in the first place. Hashavas Aveda. Or, and this he quotes from based on Chasam Sofer, and that is more of a svara. Anything that, if you would go to judges in the land and ask them, could I do this? They would say no. So then that's usser. So maybe it's an outgrowth of dinim, an outgrowth of setting up a just, functioning, fair society. So again, that's a lashon. If you would have to go, ilu bo lefnei bezdin ladun al das zeh, shezeh rotzeh laziko, v'yafilo masel shalim, I'm going to pay him for it, v'adai bezdin mechuyavim lamono, bezdin is going to not let you, to ein lo reshus b'momen chaveiro, u'bal lamon v'adai yochol l'akim alo et shalom, v'kol sheh bezdin tzrichim la'akvo, osir lo lasos gam kem be'atzmo, anything that bezdin will prevent you from doing, you can't do. Shezeh yisod inyan dini mamonis, al pi horaz bezdin hu bechlal mitzvas dinim. So it's a part of dinim. Beautiful idea. But again, at the end of the day, we don't have such a strong answer. Why Lamaisa didn't the Torah say, don't damage? Is that to tell us lumdis, that the focus should be on the hefsid mamo, not as much on the maisa hezek? There's a lot of lumdis that you could talk about, but it's still tzarech iyun at the end of the day. Okay, Rabbi Akiva Omer Ksiv, v'sam derech erenu b'yesha elokim. Right? So we answer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, don't do anything in the street. Don't put stuff in the street and don't move stuff from the street. So the Gemara says, isn't there a pasuk in Tehillim that says, "V'sam derech, you shall smooth out the derech, you should improve the derech." Isn't that a remez to say that you're supposed to be fixing things in the street? Again, it's not the pashup shot. I ran up Yesh Elokim, but the Gemara says, "Shani hacha." Here's worse, right? What did Rabbi Kiva say? You're not allowed to gather rocks in the street in order to make a big pile of rocks on the side, but still in the street. So shu'tikin v'sofa l'kilkol. So you're helping out some areas of the street, but you're causing a major problem on another area of the street. So Rabbi Kiva says that's where you're not allowed to do anything in the street, where it'll cause any type of damage. Why was Shaul zochet to Malchus? His grandfather used to light candles in order to light up the public areas for people. How do you know that? Nikra shmoner. Because, right, we have Shaul, right, and his Shaul ben Kish, but what was the grandfather? Ner. Because of Echad Omer, v'ner hold it as Kish. One Pazik says Ner had Kish. Because of Echad Omer, Kish ben Aviel. What was his name? Ner or Aviel? Valo Aviel Hayashmo. His name was Aviel. El Aidesha is a keno madlik Nero Larabim Nikrashmo Ner. They called him Ner because he lit a lot of Neros. He lit a lot of candles and helped out the public. And that's why he was a Zocha. Some of Farshim point out, and this is the only reason that Shaul was Zocha. Because he had a grandfather who lit, he had no Zchuyas himself. No Zchuyas himself, right? They say everyone's very young, he was a tzaddik, right? He had no Zchuyas himself. So maybe it means, let me just read the Lashon here, from the L'chaim B'Yerushalayim. He was obviously the highest, the best in the family. Right? The question is, how did Shevet Binyamin get it? Maybe that's what it means. Right? Yehuda's not ready. So how did he's the best in Binyamin. That's step two. How was Binyamin chosen? Maybe that's what it means. His grandfather, and then once it was Binyamin, then he was Zocha himself. Shaul HaMelech itself is a fascinating discussion about, what if Shaul wouldn't have made any Averis? Done any Averis. So what would have happened? Would there have been an alternate line? Right, especially remembering the Ramban in Parshas Vayechi of Lo Yosef Shevet Miyehuda, that only Malchus based David, only Shevet Yehuda. And the Ramban says, but Shaul was different because that was pre. And that's why he wasn't violating. Unlike the Chashmonoim, in the view of the Ramban, that were ruling in sin. They were Kohanim. They shouldn't have ruled. But Shaul was different because he started earlier. Okay, the Taz in Ilchas Chanukah quotes this also. You can look at the Taz in Tafrei Shayin Dalet Gimel. He speaks there in one context about this man Ner that lit the candles for the tzibur. Okay, so Rabbi Avun Boy. So Rabbi Kiva says, what are you supposed to do with this dirt that you got out by digging this mutter fence? So he said, just put it in your, make piles in your fields, like you did with the fertilizer. So the Gemara just says, Rabbi Avun Boy, Achlo Pasco Ovdi Avoda, Ma'alutzfer Afar Betoch Sadeo Kederach HaMezablim. So are you allowed to stick it into your field whenever you want? The fertilizer, you had to wait till after the fertilizer people worked the field. So here, though, it's just dirt that you dug up. Are you allowed to make the piles even before that? Or not? Unanswered question. Hajan Allah, Me'ema Sai Motzian. And next time we get into the fourth parak, Barishona. Okay, we'll stop here.